All right, today's daf is Kuf Mem Hey. We need to finish off Kuf Mem Dalet.
This has come off.
Yeah, something like that. So we learned the Mishnah yesterday. Ouch. We learned the Mishnah yesterday that talked about this concept of Shushvinus. Shushvinus is an enforceable in court, it's almost like a loan, where Reuven gets married. He invites Shimon. Shimon comes along and parties with Reuven and gives him a gift, wedding present. And then when Shimon gets married, there's an absolute chiyuv on Reuven to come back and party with him and give him a gift. Yeah, so it's like wedding presents, which are loans that are enforceable. That you give a wedding present, you have to
get a social obligation. It's not a halakha.
It's a takana. It's a takana, but you can take him to Besdin. Right, so
it's the expected norm,
yeah. It's more than expected, it's legal, it's a legal requirement. Nigbus the best, than we said yesterday. Okay, so what do we say? What do we have to do? Lagabi Yerusha. So we said that if the father sent one brother or some of the brothers to to a chasana of somebody, yeah, so they paid the wedding present, if you like. They paid the shushrinus. So the deal is that a person pays shushrinus, so when he gets married, the other guy's supposed to pay him back. So what happened was the father sent a son, one of his sons, let's say, and then the father died, so there's no repay to the father. And then that son who he sent got married. So he wants to claim that the other guy owes him back the shushrinus. So he wants it for himself. So the Mishnah said, it goes le'emtza. It goes to the estate, into the estate of the kiddy. Yeah, because it's just like a loan. Just like a loan that was owed to the father is repaid to the estate, not to any one particular
person. So it becomes an asset of the estate.
Yeah, it's accounts receivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, but it's because it was the father who paid for the original shushrinus. Therefore, the repayment is deemed to be to the father, i.e. to the estate. That's what we said yesterday. Uramino, the Gemara asks, the Gemara, contradiction. The Brisa says, Shalach loy ovim shushvinus, the word loy is key here, but we'll see in a minute. If his father sent him guest at a wedding, because chezeres, when the other guy pays him back, chezeres loy, it goes back to the son who went, not to the estate, to the emtzah. So we'll see, that's the contradiction. And then just to finish off the braisa, nishtacha li'aviv shushvinus, if the father got married and people
sent him
presents, so those people who sent him presents, when they now get married, they want presents in return, is kishi chazeres chazeres min emtza. That certainly comes out of the estate, because it was one of the father's debt, so all of the estate, the kids together, have to pay back that debt. So anyway, the question is from the first part. The first part says that if the father sent one of his sons to be a shushvin, the repayment goes to the son, not to the central estate. It's Omer Avasi, Omer Birchid on Kitna Nami Masnisin. The Mishnah is actually not talking about the first case of the Brisa, where the father sent shushvinus, but the Mishnah is talking about Nishtach Le'aviv. The Mishnah is actually referring to the second part, where it was sent to the father, so then the return comes from the estate. Nishtach li'aviv t'nan. Fred the Gemara, the only problem is that's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says he made them, or they made shushvinus, means they were the ones who participated in someone else's wedding and gave him presents. So he says, t'ni, it's okay, the words of the Mishnah don't fit in with what I'm saying, so change the words of the Mishnah. Limik tzason. So the words in the Mishnah should say that it went to, the original one went to the brothers, some of the brothers. So when it's returned from the estate. Iva ha'chazora chazor shushvinus katani. It says it went back. So it means it didn't go back. It came forth, if you like. Yeah, that means they have to give it back. So it says hachikamar. It says okay, let's change the words. Chazora, when the other guy got married, or chazora ligbois, it came back. What goes around comes around. The situation chazor, not that the money came back, to say the money came back to the estate, but the obligation came back, the situation came back, and now it has to be collected from the kiddies, nigmas me'emtza, so it's collected from the middle, right? So that's talking about where the kid of the father got married first, and now when it has to be paid back, it goes from the middle. So that's what we said. Oh, sorry, the father got, I'll take it back, the father himself got married, and then he died, so the kids have to pay back the shushvinas collectively, which is what we said. Yeah.
If the father paid out, if the father received shushvinas from many people for his wedding,
yeah,
he then has a
debt. He's got a debt on all those people.
He then has a bunch of children, and then he dies.
He leaves them a lot of debt.
Then someone else gets married, who now expects shushvinas. The children have already divided up the Yerusha. Do they each have an individual obligation?
Is this in this talking when it hasn't been divided up yet?
It's exactly the same dinim, the Gemara says, as a milva. Mm. What happens if the father borrowed money?
Yeah, and now he has to reclaim.
And now the creditor comes back and says, "I want my money back."
They divide the debt equally amongst them, or according to what they yarshened, or did the bechoda pay double the amount of the chayv?
No, it should have been set aside before they divided the estate.
So each one
out of his chelik has to.
But I'm saying Shushvinin Lavdafka, they would, because he went to 100 chasnas. I don't know how many chasnas he went to.
Okay, so then they have to.
Okay, so whenever it is, once he has been, then he goes, he has to go claiming from everybody.
He has to claim back from. He puts in a collective claim.
If you're doing.
Make a suit of Ludin to each of the Yarshis.
All these guys that are father better get married before the kids divide up and think to get the money back.
Yeah, quick sort of.
Yeah, make sure you're always safe.
Heavily into.
Okay, Ravasi Omar Lekasha. Ravasi, so that was Ravasi named Rebecha. Ravasi himself says Lekasha, Kam Bistan, Kam Farish. It depends what the father said when he sent his son off to be the Shushvin. Kiditana, like within the Brisa, Shalach Aloy. If you look at the words of the Brisa, Shalach Aloy Yavim Shushvinos. When the father sent him, that means it was specific. Thank you, Sheikh Chazeres, Chazeres Loy. That means the deal was to do with the son. The fact that the father sent him was just very nice of him. But the intention was that it's Dafka, that son, who's the Shushvin, and therefore when that son gets married, he gets the repay. Yeah? Shalach Aviv Shushvin is Stam, but the father sent him, he didn't say, it's you, you're the Shliach. He just said, I need someone. Hey, Shmerel, you don't have to do it, go to the wedding, yeah? Is then, Kishi Chazeres, Chazeres Le'emtza. So then we say that when it comes back, it's part of the estate. That was Rav Asi, Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says the whole thing's talking about something different. Hachav Yavim Askin, and we're talking about where the guy, the chosin died, and the yovim married the widow. So normally the brother-in-law, when he marries the widow, in case of yibum, he inherits whatever he's yorish from the dead brother. Yeah, but over here, because the shushvinus is something that's going to come home later, and so therefore it's ro'i. Just like a bechor, for example. Yeah, so the same thing. A brother-in-law, when he does yibum and he inherits from his brother, he only inherits what's in hand. Yeah, but only something that's rotly, something that's accounts receivable, he doesn't inherit. So he didn't inherit it from the brother. So therefore, all the brothers inherited it equally. This is when it comes back. Yeah, it comes back. Therefore, it comes back le'emtza. Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the question. Just a second. I've got a general question before you go on to the whole thing about who gets the money. How come the guy has to pay? So Reuven went to Shimon's wedding and gave him a present. And then Reuven died. Who says Shimon needs to pay back anybody? Reuven's dead. If Reuven would have got married, I would have gone to his wedding and made him happy.
It's a personal thing.
But the fact is that he's dead. So when he gets married, when he's dead, I'll come to the wedding in the cemetery.
So they're trying to understand the nature of this commitment.
Right? Yeah, well, the commitment is only...
It's not personal.
The obligation is only chal when the other person gets married. If the other person died, well, baruch dynamis, and that's it. But he never got married, so then I'm not paying for it. Mekal de idach mishalim. It means the other guy has to pay. The assumption here is always that he has to pay. Is lame, what can he say? It's a nulli shushvin. I'm not just paying money to his son. When he gets married, I'll pay. I'll reciprocate.
I'll dance at the wedding.
Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa? Mokum shtachal hasel. In the case of a marriage, a person is ma'aris, a woman, yeah. And what happened was something went wrong. We'll talk about in a minute what exactly it was. But for some reason, the eris had never went into nisuin. Yeah, so they were married. And now they're ois married. is Mokim Shanagul Ahachsir Kiddushin. So in the place where the custom is that if they never get to Nisuin, the girl has to give back the Kiddushin money, Machzirit, she has to give it back. Mokim Shanagul Shalai Lahachsir, Machzirit. The custom is that, you know, it's a sunk cost, then she keeps the money and gave five. So that's what the Brisa says. V'yamar Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, and Rabbi Yosef bar Abba explained, Amar Marukva Amar Shmuel, Lo Yishanu Al HaShemesahi. That's when she died. The husband invested money into her and made her Ureses, and then she died before he had a chance to finish the wedding. So he says, hang on, I put a deposit down on my wife, and I want the money back. It's like a deposit, yeah? So then, that's where, so that's totally in the minig. There's no straight halacha. It's a minig. If the minig is that she gives the money back, then she has to, well, sorry, she's dead, her estate. Yeah, if the money is that the estate gives back the money to the minig is that the estate gives back the money, then they have to give it back. If the minig is not to, then not to. Avol meishu, what happens if the guy dies? So he gave the money to her, and then he dropped dead. So she's there. She was all ready to go to the wedding. She's got the dress hanging up there. And the husband died. So now they come to her and they say, give us back
the money.
No, they want the money back. It's ein machzirin, then she doesn't have to. There's no minig. She doesn't have to. My timer, what's the reach, doesn't have to. Yechol hishatoma, she can say, top of the page, tenuli bali vesmachimai, I'm ready to go to the wedding. Get him out of his grave and he'll come to the wedding and we'll live happily ever after. So just like she can say that it's, you know, it's his fault for dropping there. Why should I have to return his money? It's hachanami. So here also, the friend, in inverted commas, Neymar, why can't he say, give me back my, let the dead guy get married, and I'll pay him back. Just like she says, let my dead husband wake up and get married to me. Yeah, so he says, let the dead guy get wake up and get married, and I'll go and return, I'll reciprocate. So why don't we say that? Why does he have to pay it all? It's Amr Ab Yosef, we're talking about where he did it already. What happened was that the other guy did get married. And the first guy went to the wedding and was mesameach, and they danced and got drunk, and he drank the expensive whiskey, v'chulu. But he went to all the Sheva Brachas. But so what the minig was, Shashvinus was paid at the end. So you partied for 7 days, and at the end you leave the wedding present. So he partied for 7 days, all right, but when it came time to give the present, he was in such shock that he... it was the chassan who died. Yeah, then the chassan died. So he didn't pay him at shemes. Yeah? So therefore, he can't say, let him get married, I'll pay him back. He did get married and you partied. So now you owe the money to the orphans.
What orphans? The guy's not married.
the brother, the state. Or the yovim, a small set of the yovim. Yeah, the brother-in-law who does yibum, yeah? So now you owe that money. But yeah, whoever Yarshins. Why? Well, he might have had kids. He might have kids from a different marriage. Yeah. Okay. Now, so that's the situation. Otherwise, says Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef, it's taka concept where the person can say, the woman can say, well, give me the husband and I'll go and dance with him. And she doesn't want to return the money of the Kiddushin. Okay, so the Gemara now says, let's say that concept itself, whether she can say that is a machlokes tanoim. The title in the Brisa, Ma'ari says, Aisha, a man marries a woman, Erisin, Besula, and then he divorced her and didn't work out, he divorced her. Or he dropped dead, it's Besula, gave him a sign, Mamona Mona. So the whole concept of whether an Arusa gets a Ksuba altogether, as we learned in Ksubas, is also totally bimidig. But we're talking about obviously a case where he did write a Ksuba. If there's no Ksuba, nothing to talk about, yeah? So he wrote a ksuba, even though she was a arusa. So if she's a basula, she gets 200 bucks. If she's an almana, she gets 100 bucks. So that's the ksuba. What about the original kiddushin money? Is makim shenagu lahachzer kiddushin machzirin. If the custom is to return the kiddushin money, she has to return it. Makim shenagu shlo lahachzer kiddushin machzirin. And the custom is not to return it, she doesn't return it. Divrei Reb Nosson. That's what Reb Nosson says, and it's all totally on the minig. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Eimer. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Be'emes Amru, Be'emes means, really they said, usually the Gemara says when it says Be'emes Amru, that means that's the halacha, yeah, that when they, the truth they said, Makim Shtagel Lahachzer Machzirin, Makim Shtagel Shtagel Lahachzer Machzirin. Now you may notice that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's words are exactly the same as Rav Nosson's.
What's
the Moses? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hanatana Kama. This is all part of the Lema Ketanoi business, yeah? So the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is saying exactly the same thing as a Tana Kama. El Alav, so there must be a difference between them. So there must be some more to it behind the lines, between the lines, that we didn't get. And that is, Tenuli Bali Vesmachimoy. That must be the machlekas where the woman can say Tenuli Bali Vesmachimoy. There must be some words missing. And therefore, the Bryce of us read as follows. Hama'aris es ha'isha, who makes Erisin, and then it doesn't work out. Gave him a sayim, Besula gave him a sayim, so she gets 200 bucks for mana mana. Vamed dvarim amorim, because the Gemara puts the words in, the chasurim echsurim. Vamed dvarim amorim dohadra ba'ihu. When is that? When it's the husband's fault. When he backed out, either he decided to divorce her, he changed his mind, or if he dropped dead, but we'll talk about that in a second, right? So if it's his fault that that the marriage is not continuing. Avol mesa, but if she died, yeah, so then they want the money back. They want the money of Kiddushin back as well, if she died. Well, he invested money in her, and then she went and dropped dead. Is mesa, if she died, is then it depends on a minig. Makos shlagol lahasim machzirin, makos shlagol lahasim machzirin. Yeah? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is talking about. So
as compared to Rabbi Nosson, in that case, what would Rabbi Nosson say?
Yeah. So one second. Let's finish this. V'dafka shemei sahi. When is it that it depends on the minig whether to give back the money or not? When she dropped dead. Avol meis hu, which we didn't mention yet. If he dropped dead, ein machzirin. There is no giving the money back. There's no minig. It's a straight out thing. Her estate.
Her
estate, yeah. But if he drops dead, ein machzirin, there's no minig involved here. It's a straight out, there's no money back guarantee. My timer, why doesn't she have to give back the money when he dropped dead? Because yechel he shetimer, it's really badly, best machir moi. Yeah?
So I'm ready to fulfill my side of the bargain.
I'm ready to fulfill my side, where's he? So that's all the words of the Tana Kama, says the Gemara. Yeah, that's the first part of the Braisa. Yeah. So the Tana Kama is saying that she can say, Tinundi Balev Esmachimoy, and the whole concept of whether she has to give the money back or not, depending on a minig, is only talking about when she died, correct. But also Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, what's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi coming to argue? And he says, Be'emes Amru, Bein Mesu, so the Be'emes is going on. He doesn't say what the case was. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't mention what case he's talking about. All he said is machzirin and not machzirin. So you have to put the words in. Bain mesahi. Whether he died or she died. Yeah? Then it all depends on the minig. Yeah? Even the case where he died, it still depends on the minig. Makom shtagol lahasa machzirin. Makom shtagol lahasa le machzirin. In other words, even the case where he died, if the minig is that she has to pay, then she has to pay. Yeah? V'le motza omra tenuli ba'le v'esmachim. She can't just say, let him come to the wedding and I'll marry him. Yeah, I mean, so that's the difference. So the argument between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is, if he died, can she say, I'm willing to go through with it, so therefore I don't have to pay the money back? Or do we say, no, if the minig is that you have to give it back, then you have to give it back. So that's what the Gemara is trying to say. It's a machlokes tanoim, if the concept of tenuli ba'al ves machimoy is valid. And the Gemara says, lo, no, it's not so. The kuli alma, everybody will agree, yechidl shatayim tenuli ba'al ves machimoy. In that case, if he says, if he died, everyone agrees that she can say, I'm not giving any money back because he needs to turn up to the wedding. It's not my fault. But the meis hu, and therefore when he died, everyone agrees that she doesn't give the money back when he died. Keep pligish amesi, the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is actually talking about in the case where she died. Here the whole question is, when a person gives money for kiddushin, is it considered a sunk cost, or is it considered an invest, like a deposit that you get your money back guarantee? Mm. Yeah.
It means to be there.
To drown.
It's
a sunk.
To sink a sunk cost. Yeah, no, I'm saying to demand or sunk.
Not to pay with a top. Yeah. Sunk. It's a sunk. Whether it's a sunk, literally, it means sunk. Is it a sunk cost or not? Rabbi Nosson says it's not a sunk cost, and therefore it all depends on the mokum shenahagu. And Rabbi Nosson says it's a sunk cost. Therefore there's no money back.
I'm a little confused about this whole thing of mokum shenahagu. The minhag would be miyusad al pi halacha.
Because we know that in dinim ominous, everything can go according to minhag dinah. Yeah. Now, the question is, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is coming to say that it's a sunk cost? That's not what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says. It's very nice to make a machlokes out of it. But Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says it depends on a minhag. He says exactly the same words, it's not a comma. If Rabbi Yehuda is paskening that it's a sunk cost, so what's he doing saying it's a minhag, the meaning she has to give it back? Is hachikama what he means to say? So that's the difference. Yeah, we're missing out a word. You're assuming Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is talking about the same thing as Rabbi Nosson, and they're arguing about that. No, when it comes to the kesef hakidushin, yeah, so the machlokes is whether it's sunk or not. When does Rabbi Yehuda say machzirin? Rabbi Yehuda says machzirin is talking about something else. Hachikama sivloinos, presents that he gives her, not the money of the kiddushin, but presents that he gives her. Is Vadai there? Is definitely Mokim Shagul Hasim Achzir, and it depends on the Madmini.
Who keeps the ring? The old Machlokes.
Yeah. Okay. Vahani Tanoi. So, this argument about whether Kiddushin is a sunk cost or not, Kahani Tanoi, is the same as the Machlokes between the following Tanoim, the Tanya, within the Braisa. Kitsch of a Kikar. He married her with a Kikar. A Kikar is a lot of money. It's a big
bar of silver.
A kikar of silver, like you have a chumash, yeah?
It's a block, a bar.
Yeah, so it depends. Some say it's worth, Rashbam says it's 25 monim. Yeah? And a mon is 25 shkolim, and a shekel is 4 dinrim, which is 4 zuzim. Yeah, so Rashbam says here it's 25 monim, and others say it's 60.
What's the conversion rate to Israel?
the important thing to note is the zuzim. Anyway, it's a lot of zuzim, whatever the conversion rate is. Here he says 25, and there he says 60, so it's a bit unclear, but anyway.
How many goats is there?
It's a lot of zuzim. Yeah, it's betray zuzim. Yeah, chagadja. So, he married her with a large amount of money, let's put it that way. Is Basula gave him a sign, and then he didn't do it, he didn't go through with it. Basula gave him a sign, almona mona divar Rav Meir. So they get the usual trick if he divorced her. Rabbi Yehuda Emi Basula gave him a sign of mona mona. But Machzeris
left the Edison. This isn't a divorce. This is, he just backed out of the Edison, isn't it?
That's called divorce. They're married.
Yeah, he had a ksubas
Edison. Right, that's right. Well, no. Yeah, he had a ksubas Edison, yeah. But they were married. There's the divorce involved here. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Besula gebe simon mona mona take, aber machzeres lasa sha'ar." But she has to give back that out of that kicker. He gave her a million dollar kiddushin, so she gets the ksuba. But the rest of the change out of the $1 million, when she's taking $200, she has to give back the rest of it. Hmm. She doesn't get to keep the $1 million of kiddushin. Yeah. And Rabbi Yosi says, "Kicha be esrim." If the money of the Kiddushin was 20 shkolim, I wrote this down, I got it all mixed up. 20 shkolim is 80 zuz. So he married her with 80 zuzes. Naisin l'shloshim chatzoin. He gives it 30 halves of a shekel, also known as 15. 30 halves, which is 60 zuz. Coin, which is 60 zuz. We're going to go through it. So it's 60 zuz. We're going to go through exactly why. So I won't do it now. I'll do it in a second. Kitcha b'shloshim, if he married her with 30 shkolim, which is...
full shkolim or half shkolim?
Shekel is 4 zuzes. Yeah, full ones. So 30 shkolim is 120 zuzes. Then, nosin lo estrim chatzoyin, then what he owes her in the end is 20 halves, also known as 10. Right, okay. So that's what the statement of Rabbi Yosef. We'll explain it in a minute. Now, first of all, the Mamaya Skidon, what are we talking about? Well, we talk about giving back and not giving back. If she died, and you're talking about, therefore she has to give the money back because she was the one who died. But one second, Misla Ksuba, there's no Ksuba if she dies, so what are you talking about? The Ella Shemesu, we must be talking about where he died. Is a Mamach Zeres Lesa Sha'ar. If he died, why does she have to give anything back? The name of Tunli Bala Vestuchim. We've already established, and everybody agrees, that if he died, she can say, I'm waiting at the chuppah, let him turn up, and I'll be happy with him. The Ella must be that nobody died, but what happened was, Eishes Yisrael Shazitza. She was the wife of a non-Koyan, and she had an affair, and therefore that's the situation. Because again, the question is, what sort of affair? Of Amai, Iber Rotzain, if it was a willing, consensual affair, Mi Isla Ksuba, what's she doing collecting Ksuba? There's no Ksuba.
She's forfeited.
If the wife has an affair, there ain't no Ksuba. It must be that it wasn't an affair, it was a rape. Is then, if it, and her husband's not a Koyin, is Mishra Sharyalei, then she can go back and stay married to him. So what's to talk about? It's not different from any other married couple. Must be, it's a wife of a Koyin, and it was Oynes. So therefore she gets a Ksuba, but he has to divorce her. Yeah? He has to, right? So therefore, what's the question then? So he wants to say, but hang on, I paid my money, I didn't get my investment, I want my money back guarantee. And she says, but it wasn't my fault, because she was forced. Yeah, so the question is, what happens to the money of the Kiddushin? So this machlokes here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Beis is, the Kiddushin and Tzibuyin Nitnu, the question is whether the Kiddushin is a sunk cost or not. Rabbi Meir says, bad luck, once you gave the money of Kiddushin, just kiss it goodbye, you're never going to get it back. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, love it, Tzibuyin Nitnu, it's not true. If it doesn't get consummated, then he gets his deposit back, yeah? Now what's Rabbi Yehuda coming along with this ridiculous cheshbon of half, 30 halves, and all that stuff that I didn't understand. Rabbi Yosef Misafkele. Rabbi Yosef, first of all, is in doubt. So he has a doubt whether it's a sunk cost or not. Should she give the money back or not? The Hilklach, and therefore, what has to happen is, she has to return half the money. And therefore, the Cheshbon is, Kitcha Be'esrim, if he married her with 20 shkolim, which is 80 zuz, so what happens is, an aksuba, let's say she's an almona, that's the example. The almona is getting 100 zuz, yeah? And the kesef kiddushin was how much? 80 zuz. So altogether, it's 180, but she has to give a refund. Now, how much is the refund? The refund is half of the original kiddushin money, which is 40 zuz. Right? He was mekadesh with 80. So the aksuba she takes her 100, and she has the 80 that he gave her, and she has to refund out of that 40. So she gets, because altogether she's getting 140, because she gets 100 of the tzuba.
Less than, right? 40.
So therefore, he has to add on 60 more. She's already got 80 in her hand. The total amount she's entitled to is 140. So he has to give her another 60, which is 30 half shekels. All right, 30 half shekels, a half a shekel is 2, 30 times 2 is 60. So she will end up with her total of 140.
Is that why he uses the Lashon of Chatzoy? Because everything's being divided.
Yeah, maybe. Mamud of a Sofik, that's why he's using Chatzoy. Because he wants to say that 30 halves. Bekitcha b'shloshim, if the original amount was 120, it was 30 shekel, which is 120 zuz. Yeah, so that means if you add on her 100 for the ksuba, her sum income, her on the revenue side of the ledger, is 100 plus the 120 is 220. Yeah, but she needs to return half of the shloshim, so she has to return 60. Yeah, so she has to return 60. She had 220. So how much is she supposed to get altogether? Is 220 minus 60 is, help me out, 160. But she's already got 120 in her hand. So he has to give her another 40, which is 20 half shkolim. Right, 20 times 2. Therefore, if you found that hard to fathom, you can have the pirush, my pirush over there. Whenever the customer is to give it back, you have to give it. So what is the place? Let's name names. The place you want to know where there's a place where that's the custom? In Nahardah. They had this thing that if he marries her and she drops dead, she has to give the money back. Sha'ar Bava Ma, what about the rest of Bavel? Rabba Rabesh, Dharmatavayu, Mayhari Hadra. So then Mayhar is gifts. Yeah, Mayhar Amatan. It's called Mayhar Abasulis. It's gifts. So the gifts she has to give back, or her estate has to give back. But Kiddushin lo yodri. Custom is the Kiddushin money doesn't go back. Amar of Papa. Rav Papa concludes the Hilchasa. Ben Shemesu, Ben Shemesu he. Vahadar Behu, whether he died or she died, or he changed his mind, Moihari Hadra, the presence she has to give back, but Kiddushin Lai Hadra, but the Kiddushin she doesn't give back. If Hadra Ba'i, if she changed her mind, I feel the Kiddushin Ami Hadra, she has to give back the Kiddushin. That means if she died, they don't have to give back the Kiddushin, but if she changed her mind and asks for divorce, so they force her divorce, then he gets his money back. Amemar Amar Kiddushin Lai Hadra, Rabbi Meir comes along at the end and says, no, never give the money of Kiddushin back. Why? Because people will think that the marriage wasn't valid. Yeah. So therefore, you got to be really careful. People are going to think. Gzeira, Shema Yemer Kedushin Tezim Bachayit. So they'll think that they were never married, and therefore, if he goes and tries to marry the sister, the people will think it's chal, and therefore, all kinds of nasty things will come out of it when the people think he's married to the sister, and you'll have their mamzerim and.
Does this Gerushin passel her from Kohuna? Can she now marry a Kohen?
No. Oh, so there's a whole machlokes about that one, isn't it? Because she's still a b'sula.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Physically, she's a b'sula, but she's a grusha.
Yeah.
But is it a complete grusha because she never had kiddushin?
We discussed the topic. I don't remember the answer right now.
Mesechta.
Yeah. Ravashi Amar Gita Mechichala. Ravashi says you don't have to worry that people are going to think that they weren't married because he's going to have a get in their hand and that will prove it. Ravashi Badusi. Ravashi is mistaken. The Ika Lishan Baha, there are people who heard that she gave the money back because everyone hears about that and they didn't hear about the get and they'll think she gave the money back because the Kedushin were not valid in the first place. So Shashvinis name was the Bezdin. The Mishnah said that the Shashvinis can be collected in Bezdin. Tan Rabbana Chamishan Dvarim Nemru B'Shashvinis. There are five concepts that were said about Shashvinis. Number one, Nigus at Bezdin, it can be collected in Bezdin. Number two, Chazeres by Nosa, it only has to be paid back at the time when the guy marries. It's not a debt that you can collect just tam. The Ein B'Mishum Ribis, if he gives back more than what he got, that's not considered Ribis, there's no interest. Ve'en HaShvi'is B'Sham Tosa, if the Shemitah year happened in between the two Chasanas, it doesn't stop it from going ahead. Ve'en HaBechir Netel B'Pishnayim, and a Bechir doesn't inherit double in it because it is Roy. Why is it so? Nigbus the best of my time, Kimilva Dam, it's exactly like a loan, and therefore you can take him to court to pay back the loan. Ve'en B'Mishum Ribis, the Lava Dai to Hachi Yovle, when a guy goes to the Chasana and gives a big present, he's not intending to give it as Ribis, he's intending to give it as a big present, and a present is Mutter. La'yigais only means when you come to him at the time and you want it. But if you're not allowed to claim it during Shemitah and you're only claiming it later, it's not called la'yigais, and therefore the debt remains in place. Because it's accounts receivable. A doesn't take a double portion on accounts receivable, only on something that's in the hand. Omar of Kahana, the rule of Shashvinis, Have a masa. If the guy is there when it's time to repay it, then he needs to come to the wedding. He should know the wedding's on. He should go and be mesameach, and therefore he's obligated to pay the shushvinus. Shama kol tavla. If he heard an announcement, by the way, everyone's invited to a wedding tonight. Then iboy lelemeisa again. He should have gone. He doesn't need a personal invitation. But lo shama kol tavla. If there wasn't a general announcement and he didn't know the wedding was on and he wasn't invited. Yeah, the second guy doesn't invite the first guy to his wedding, then he should have told him that the wedding's on and invited him. And therefore, even so, Taruma is Sisley. The second guy can complain, why didn't you invite me to your wedding? You can complain as much as you want, but it's still a debt, Nigbis Bebez, and you've got to pay back the debt. The Yad Kama, how much does he deduct from the fact? So what happened was, because he lost out on his wedding invitation, he didn't get a meal out of it. So how much does he deduct from what he owes based on the fact that he didn't get a free meal? Amar Abaye, Nagu B'nai Ganana. So the people in weddings, what they do is, Azuzi Aisa B'Kapi. Someone who gives originally, someone who pays Azuz as Shushvinas, you give him food to cover costs. He just gets
where the minute comes
he just gets Azuz.
At least to cover the cost.
Achla B'Karse. Zuza Aisa B'Kapi. If he just brings a Zuz, Achla B'Karse, then he just all that just covers his own meal. That's all he gets. Arabah, if the guy pays four Zuzim, Mishalim Palka, then you owe him half because you ripped him off for not giving him a meal, but the money that he was bringing was worth more than the meal, so he has to give him, you still owe him half. Mikan V'Elach, in the Shinish B'Chashivusa. After that, you just work it out how much of a meal he would have had. And therefore he has to pay the rest. All right, we'll have to leave it over here.